This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. In recent weeks, more than a dozen foxes killed in communities across the region have tested positive for rabies, according to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. The viral disease, which attacks the nervous system, is endemic, meaning it's always present in low levels in local fox populations, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. But it can sometimes develop into a larger outbreak, which increases the likelihood that it will spread to pets. For unvaccinated pets that are attacked by rabid foxes and contract the disease, it's 100% fatal. If left untreated, rabies infections are also fatal for humans. It's transmitted mostly through bites or scratches from infected animals because the virus that causes the disease resides in saliva. KYUK spoke with YKHC's Director of Public Health, Brian Lefferts, on Thursday about what residents of the region need to know about an uptick in foxes testing positive for rabies. This interview has been edited for length and clarity.
What is it that's unusual about the amount of foxes on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta testing positive for rabies this winter and especially in the recent weeks?
So far this year, we've sent in 14 for testing and 11 have come back positive and 3 are pending. So of the ones that we have results on, all of them are positive. Mm-hmm. And to put that in context, I mean, there's a few years where we don't even send in any fox. And so it is, you know, anecdotally, it feels like more than is typical.
And can you give an idea of where in the region those are being reported and then tested and testing positive?
I mean, they're from all over. We don't want people in areas where there hasn't been a positive fox to feel like there isn't any rabies there. And so anywhere in the Waika Delta, there's the possibility of having rabid fox. And when we see an increase in one area, there's likely going to be an increase all across the region. And so we just want people to be aware of that everywhere in the Waika Delta right now, where rabies is endemic and we're seeing an increase, which is fairly spread out across the region.
What can residents of Bethel and villages in the region do to mitigate the risk of having an interaction with a fox?
People should be aware of animals that are behaving strangely. And anytime somebody's bit or scratched by a dog or any other wild animal, they should immediately seek medical care with YKHC. And then that provider initiates a bite investigation report with the Office of Environmental Health, who conducts a rabies investigation to determine if there is a risk of rabies and if they need to receive treatment in order to prevent rabies. So really just being on the lookout for any sort of strange behavior in animals. If you notice that, then you can reach out to us or to Fish and Game and report that. If there's a bite, then we definitely want to report that. If an animal does need to be tested, we ask that people not shoot the animal in the head because we need the brain intact in order to test that animal for rabies. So if you think a fox needs to be tested because it's behaving strange or because it got into a bite with a dog or it bit a human or there's any potential that it was spread into another animal that could eventually come into contact with a human, you know, that's when there's a risk to human health, that's when we want to be involved. I do also want to say this is a good point to bring up that all pets should be vaccinated for rabies. They can reach out to the Office of Environmental Health and we can provide them for guidance on how frequently that should be. But here in Bethel, get a hold of your veterinarian or Bethel Friends of Canine and get immunized. YKHC Office of Environmental Health also partners with them to do a lot of rabies vaccine drives. Pets should be up to date on their vaccine. If you live in a village and you're interested in becoming a lay vaccinator, then you can reach out to the Office of Environmental Health, 543-6420, and somebody there can talk to you about what it would take to become a lay vaccinator. We can train you and we can ship you out free vaccines so you can vaccinate animals in your community.
There's people that might be nervous about undergoing the treatment. Is this something that you have to travel outside of Bethel to receive?
No, we can provide the treatment here in Bethel, and it's really important that people get that treatment if they've been exposed to or potentially exposed to rabies, and because if not treated and it was rabies, it is deadly. Mm-hmm. So getting that treatment can prevent you from dying. So,
but I finally confirmed today that a moose that was dispatched by Bethel Police Department last month was tested for rabies and tested negative. Is rabies transmitted to moose something that public health officials are concerned about?
We're not experts in that sort of thing, mm-hmm. but we just wanted to say, like, any mammal can get rabies. As far as we know, it's rare for moose to have rabies, but it has happened in the past. So the general wisdom is that if an animal looks sick, we recommend people wear gloves whenever they're handling raw meat, not eat animals that are look sick, and then to cook meat thoroughly.
I'm wondering if anyone's had a close call this season.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the numbers this year, but year to year, we do over 100 bite investigations every year, and on average, about 10% of the people then go on to get post-exposure prophylaxis. And that's for a variety of reasons. Maybe it's because the animal tested positive, maybe because we couldn't determine if the animal was rabid or not, and just the precaution. So those are conversations. We do an investigation, and those are conversations between the provider and the patient and about what's best for their health. But, yeah, about 10% then get that. And I think, I don't know where we're at on track for this year, but it's not way different than other years.
Is there anything else that you'd like to include?
So just to reiterate, if you're bitten by an animal, whether it be a fox or a dog or anything, it's important to seek medical attention from YKHC right away. They'll notify the Office of Environmental Health, who can determine whether you should have post-exposure prophylaxis, which is treatment to prevent you from getting rabies. Pets should be vaccinated for rabies. And if an animal does need to be tested, don't shoot it in the head. We need the brain intact to be able to test it for rabies. And if you're from a village and are interested in becoming a lay vaccinator or providing rabies vaccine for your community, please reach out to us at 543-6420, and we can help connect you with that.
That was YKHC's Director of Public Health, Brian Leffert, speaking with KYUK about an uptick in foxes across the region testing positive for rabies. In the course of speaking, YKHC confirmed 2 additional rabies cases, bringing the total number of confirmed positive cases in the region to 13 as of Thursday evening. The Iditarod crowned its Rookie of the Year in the early morning hours Thursday. The award goes to the fastest first-timer to complete the 1,000-mile race to Nome. This year, the top Iditarod rookie is an Indigenous and international musher. KNOM's Ben Townsend has more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will be our Rookie of the Year.
As Jesse Terry and his team of a dozen dogs barrel down Front Street in Nome, his headlamp swings left and right, scanning the small crowd assembled under the race's World Arch finish line. As he approaches, Terry's eyes lock onto his wife's. He stomps on his drag brake, kicks his snow hooks into the powdery ground, and goes straight to her, briefly stopping to pet his dogs along the way.
I've just been missing her, and I've been calling her at checkpoints, and it's just really, really special to share my life with her and to see her again, and yeah.
The nearly 1,000 miles of trail between the race's official start in Willow and the finish in Nome is known for its challenges. The Topcock Blowhole, about 50 miles east of Nome, has a reputation for disrupting races. Terry says his sled blew over several times in the notoriously windy corridor, but his 12 dogs forged forward.
They just kept charging, and then it was just the cycle of energy of them. I'm seeing them perform and excel, and then it got me excited. And then they knew I was excited, and they just kept going.
With fellow rookie Sam Martin trailing by just under an hour, the dog team's tenacity proved invaluable. Terry set off from White Mountain late Wednesday afternoon and made it to the safety checkpoint just after midnight. He spent just 9 minutes in the final checkpoint of the race before setting out in complete darkness to the finish line. Terry is one of 3 Indigenous rookies in this year's race. He is Anishinaabe and calls Sioux Lookout Ontario home. While it was his first time in Nome, he's been to Alaska before. Last year, he placed 3rd in the Yukon Quest 450 sled dog race. The win gave him confidence that his team could return to Alaska, this time for the state's longest race.
And I think that I had a team of dogs that was capable of it. So the idea of showing them and showing us what they're capable of, and I think that Rookie of the Year was definitely possible for them.
Terry's wife, Mary England, doles out steak to the team. She admits they flew in with them after seeing the prices in Nome. The two reunite with their lead dogs at the end of the finished shoot for a traditional photo. Smiling ear to ear, Terry puts one arm around his lead dog, Jitterbug, and the other around his wife.
Most of these dogs we raised, and so to see them perform and do what they do and have her here is really special.
Terry finished with a time of 10 days, 13 hours, and 36 minutes. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Townsend.
This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yoktun Ganumchit coming up.